good. Why did we start with the truth? Or really, this is a character of God. What we have here is a characteristic. The truth, the righteousness, and peace are character of God. They are imparted to you and I, to put on. The truth comes in first, because without it, nothing else really counts. Without the truth, and here it is not really the matter of doctrine in that sense, but it's a matter of being truthful. Let truthfulness be your girdle. So we want to look at it in two different ways. It is what God have told us in His Word. Okay, take it in that way. But also the matter of being truthful as your strength. Because remember, the enemy is going to shoot at you now. And when he find out that you are not truthful, there is no strength. And what are the areas that you are girding? You are girding your loin. The Apostle Peter told us to gird our mind, the way we think, with truth. To be truthful in the way we think. The backbone that make you stand straight, because twice in that chapter he said to stand. To stand straight, not to be shaken. The girdle kind of go around your area in your body where your kidneys are. Kidneys in the scripture speaks of discernment. Kidneys are a member of your body that filter. It knows what's good and what's bad. And it filters what's good and it filters what's bad. That's what the kidney does. And how are you going to have discernment when you hear things? The truth would be able to help you. You're living today in a world where there is all kind of doctrine. You turn your radio on, nobody knows what the radio on either. Forget it. It's an old example. You look at YouTube, and there is all kind of clips of people who are teaching all kind of stuff, and opening their Bible and babbling stuff. If you do not have the truth to strengthen you, you're not going to be able to have the discernment. The third thing that the truth gird, it is that part of your body where your reproductive organs are. And I'm going to speak very bluntly. In a world today where what God had given to be sanctified and used in the proper place, it is being abused. And it's been used in every and in all ways. You need to gird what God had given you in regard to sexual relationships that are everywhere, bombarded by it day and night. There is no rules or regulation anymore. There is no definition of it anymore. The truth gird that part of your body, that loin. It protects your back to make you stand straight. It protects your mind, gird your mind, so you would think straight. And it will protect your practical, moral life, so you would not abuse your body and bring dishonor on the name of the Lord. That only does not come unless the truth is there and unless you are truthful in your life. Because you stand up and speak, you could make comments in the Bible reading. If your life is not right, I might not know it. The Lord knows it. And you know who else knows it? Satan knows it. Satan knows it. And he's going to say, you. Yeah. What did you watch last night? Coming out today to pray? Come on. And that's how he's shooting at you. Is that answer your question, John, in regard to...
Yes, we can move. Yeah.
Can I just add one verse before we move? In Psalm 51, when David sinned with Bathsheba, he said, "Thou desirest truth in the inward parts." Mm. And I think this, you know, he realized that there was a lack of integrity there, that he was really, in many ways, a hypocrite, which is what the Lord Jesus came to the Pharisees. He said, you make it look like everything's nice on the outside, but on the inside, it's very filthy. He said, clean the inside so that the outside can be clean as well. And so I think this is, yes, the truth is what holds everything together. But the Lord is looking for reality, I think, in our lives. He's looking, and this is what the truth will do. Because when I lay hold of the truth, I know what I'm accountable to, and then I'm not going to have this sense of hypocrisy. I'm going to have real integrity, and the Lord is going to be able to look at not just on the outside, but He's going to see the inside, and He's going to see that it's clean as well.
Just to suggest one other point. Think about you're building a skyscraper, and you're going up the first floor, the second floor, the third floor, but you have not started with the foundation. Then what is going to happen is the first floor, the second floor, the third floor, and all other floors will fall because there is no foundation. The ability for the upper floors to stand in their integrity is totally dependent upon the foundation to stand. And if we examine the soldier, and you look at the armor laid aside there, the first piece of the armor he puts on is the tunic, and he girds it around him with the belt of truth. And I really think that this armor is like a skyscraper. You know, you have the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of truth, etc. And all these things have their foundation on your loins being girded with truth. The tunic that is at the base of the armor. So the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, all these things cannot function efficiently and effectively without the girdle of truth. And I think that that is the importance of the truth. The truth is everything, the righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, all these things have their foundation in the truth. And I think that that is why it becomes the first part.
So let's move on now to the breastplate of righteousness. Let's get some help in there.
Maybe we can ask this, what is it protecting?